All right, well, the phones are lighting up. We've got to get to your web poll responses. Let's go to the phones right now. Hi, top of the charts, who's this?
It's Bonnie.
Oh, for crying out loud. Wrong number. Let's try another one. Hi, top of the charts, who's this?
Hi, it's Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, no.
I heard the comment.
You're calling about the redneck thing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, please, about licking your fingers?
Yeah. Well, what's your answer to the web poll? I mean, we've got you on the phone. Do you lick your fingers when you eat?
Well, if you're eating something with a fork, you know, like peas, and you're licking your fingers, I think that's a problem. I mean, that's probably redneck, but if you're eating, you know, fried chicken or pizza, you don't lick your fingers? I can't believe that.
No, I don't.
When you have, like, pizza goo and cheese, you know, floating down your hand there.
It's just not appetizing. I guess so. So what's your favorite then? Is it the, like, barbecue wings? Like,
barbecue wings usually to me, if it's a good batch of barbecue wings, you can't even wear a shirt while you eat them because you're going to have a big, big mess.
So you're, like, licking your arms and everything then?
Yeah, when it gets down to licking your arms, I may agree with you. You might be a redneck if that's the case.
Well, you know, we've got you on the phone. I know you're on tour right now with your comedy show, and you're headed to Winnipeg, my hometown. So what's in store for the audience during our show? Is there any finger licking on your show? Just for Winnipeg.
If you get down to toe licking, that's really a problem. You know, it's kind of fun for me to be out doing stand-up because between doing the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader show, and for the last couple of years I've written at least two or three books a year, so, you know, you're out doing book signings and promotion with that, so it's kind of fun to go back to my first love, which is stand-up, so we're getting to do some of that right now.
And you've turned this whole redneck thing into a craze. There's your books, you've got your DVDs, there's clothes. Did you ever think this would be so mainstream?
No, you know, it all started in a response. I mean, you know, when I first started doing stand-up, I would go to New York and Chicago and L.A., and they would always kid me because I talk like this and wore jeans and cowboy boots, and it was always this, Jeff, you're nothing but an old redneck from Georgia, and I found... You know, I've been to the entire 50 states and then been all across Canada, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I know that I'm a redneck, but it's everywhere. You get 10 minutes outside of any city, and people are pretty much the same. And so I think that's why it became so popular, is because so many people looked at it and went, I think I'm one too.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. You know, I always called it a glorious absence of sophistication. It didn't really matter where you lived or how much money you had. It was just that ability to, you know, kind of not be very sophisticated in your execution of life.
Jeff Foxworthy, stick around. Thanks for surprising us. We're going to talk with you more in just a little bit. Let's get back to the music now on charts.